Today, 8 March, is the third anniversary of the March 2008 tsunami. Over the last 3 years, we have seen 16 by-elections, 8 of which were won by Pakatan Rakyat and the other 8 by Barisan Nasional. In the beginning, Pakatan Rakyat swept most of the seats in the by-election. Towards the end, of late, it is Barisan Nasional that swept the seats. The question now that everyone is asking, has Pakatan Rakyat lost its steam? Is Pakatan Rakyat now on the downtrend? Are the last few by-elections reflective of what we can expect in the coming general election? Or even in the coming Sarawak state election? It appears like Barisan Nasional, in particular UMNO, has recovered. And it appears like Pakatan Rakyat, whatever it gained in March 2008, was merely a flash in the pan, never to be repeated over the next few elections. This is what concerns most people. And while Pakatan Rakyat itself may realize this, but will not admit it, it does not appear like Pakatan Rakyat has a plan on how to overcome this dilemma. In all the dramas during the by-elections, we hear Anwar Ibrahim talking about forming the next federal government, about marching into Putrajaya, about sending Prime Minister Najib to become the new ambassador to Mongolia. Is this mere posturing? Is this mere wishful thinking? Or is that what we will really see happen come the next election? Politicians are known for their rhetoric. They are known to play to the gallery, to say what the people would like to hear. Whether they mean what they say or say what they mean is another matter. Sometimes it's only for feel good. And as long as the crowd feels good, the politicians feel they have fulfilled their agenda. But let's be realistic. The people expect more than just mere rhetoric. They want to be sure that whatever new government they vote for is going to be a better government. This is what the opposition has to convince the voters. Most voters are more worried about bread and butter issues. Anywhere in the world, whether it is in advanced countries like Europe or America, it is all about bread and butter. Is Pakatan Rakyat able to assure the voters that if they become the new government, all these bread and butter issues will be resolved? It is fine. We highlight the weaknesses and transgressions and crimes committed by the ruling party. But ultimately, if we are asking the voters to change for the sake of change, if we are asking them to kick out the present government in favour of a better government, they must be made to understand what we mean by better government. Sometimes global issues such as good governance, transparency, accountability does not cut any weight with the voters. Those are what most Malaysian voters would regard as Western ideals. What is more important to the voters are things closer to home. And those things closer to home would mean what is their financial future when they choose the next government.